The Yantar, the ship reportedly carries manned and unmanned mini-submarines capable of cutting or tapping into undersea cables. Professor Andrew Cotty is with us. He's at the Department of Government and Politics at University College Cork. Professor Cotty, good morning. What's going on here?
Well, I think the first thing is that, you know, we've been aware of this issue for some years now about the vulnerability of this undersea infrastructure, particularly cables and interconnectors. And Russia's been increasingly active in this space for a few years now. So effectively, I think the Irish Naval Service, in cooperation with other countries, are trying, if you like, to shoo Russia away or to tell the Russians that we have an eye on what they're up to in order to try and deter them from actually doing anything.
Why do you think they're in our waters now?
That's really a bit unclear. I mean, some people have speculated it could be to do with the Irish election. I think the broader point is that this is sometimes what's part of referred to as hybrid warfare. So a variety of things short of kind of traditional warfare that Russia is doing. And over the last year or so, there does seem to have been an escalation of this. So disinformation activities, sabotage activities. And I guess the Russians are telling us that they have options to try and impose certain damages on Western countries and so on. But exactly why this has happened right now is unclear, I think.
What does or can a ship like this do?
Well, you know, from the accounts that we have, it could potentially cut or disrupt undersea cables. So it has small submarines that potentially could go to the bottom of the sea. There's some suggestion they might even be able to plug into cables and, you know, kind of connect with data, but it could cut cables and so on. Now, exactly what the consequences of that would be, I mean, the kind of worst case nightmare scenario is that the internet, as it were, goes off in most of Europe. That seems pretty unlikely. But I think it's worth noting that Ireland, of course, is increasingly important for data centres. And these cables that run from Ireland to the UK are important in carrying data from those data centres. So if some of these cables were cut, it could cause quite significant economic disruption in relation to the information that's stored in these data centres. And in a way, perhaps we wouldn't know exactly what the consequences would be until something actually happened.
Are our defence forces able to deal with this?
In part. I mean, the capabilities of the defence forces are limited. If you looked at something like the report from the Commission of the Defence Forces, which was a couple of years ago, there was a suggestion that Ireland needed to build up greater sonar capacities and also greater underwater capacities in terms of small unmanned submarines and so on. I mean, more generally, obviously we've seen these issues where the Defence Forces has been unable to put vessels to sea because of lack of personnel. Now, in this case, there was a report, you know, it's been reported clearly that the Defence Forces were in a position to do something. I think maybe the broader point is this is certainly something that Ireland can't do alone. You know, the seas and oceans around Ireland are very large, so Ireland has to cooperate with other countries. So that includes the UK, the French, the Americans and the Norwegians in particular.
Yes, NATO is setting up an undersea cable protection system. Is Ireland going to be involved in this?
Well, that's a bit unclear. There have been some hints from the government that Ireland would be involved in this. And to my mind, it makes sense that Ireland would be involved because this will be one of the frameworks for developing policy and developing responses. Obviously, there are questions about whether or not that's compatible with neutrality. And that's perhaps something of an open-ended question, I think.
Professor Andrew Cotty, thank you very much for speaking with us. Professor Cotty is at the Department of Government and Politics at University College Cork.